New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Had to pull a switcheroo. Streaming live on TikTok at Keith_McPherson and live on the free Odyssey app. And of course, coming to you on 101.9 FM, 660 AM, The Fan in New York. All right, back to the conversation at hand. Now we're going to hear from Yankee fans. I said that I didn't want you Yankee fans crying. No one's going to say that was the Mets World Series. No one call and tell me where we are in the standings as Yankees and where the Mets are in the standings. And just like, you know, keep it to, I'm asking you to, but obviously you guys can say whatever you want. I just think that it's getting so corny and played out for the Yankee fan that's like, yeah, whatever. It's July. Yeah, whatever. Look at the standings. Yeah, whatever. When's the last time they were like, it's like, yo, you're owned. You are coping. Enough with the coping and the hoping. That's all Yankee fans are doing, hoping and coping right now. Let's go to Tim in Norwalk, Connecticut. He gets preference because I know who he is.
I'm walking my little man right now. Sasha actually brought out the Clazazola tequila for she knew I was hurting tonight after I.
Oh, you had to break out the good stuff.
I'm like, you know what it is? You know what? As I'm getting older in my life, I'm mature. I'm actually going to say, you know, props to the Mets. You know what? I'm not a New York fan because there's no such thing as that. Because I know you're a Jets fan, but you would never want to see the Giants win. Anyway, going back.
I got you fooled. I ain't no Jets fan.
Are you kidding me? Really?
No.
So wait, you're a Devils fan, a Giants fan, a Nets fan, what? A Yankee fan.
I guess I'm up for grabs. I'm an NFL fan. Right now, I'm Rob Lowe. I'm wearing the shield. I have no NFL team.
Oh, man. So you're Rob Lowe from St. Elmo's Fire, or are you Rob Lowe from about last night?
When the NFL kicks off, you will see me with the NFL shield logo. My favorite team is going to be my fantasy team, straight up.
All right. I feel you. I feel you on that, but how sick of those Jets hats. I bought a Jets hat tonight. Honestly,
I'm wearing my green Yankee hat right now.
White on white Jets hat.
I want
that logo back.
Practice has begun. They're starting to give us way too much information from practice. One thing I'll say, Tim, before I let you vent about the Yankees.
All right, you're going to give me some time really quick?
Of course, but we're talking football now. And now football practice is starting. I still haven't watched Hard Knocks. I want to talk football, but the Subway Series they put right in the beginning of camp. I talked to a few fans today. In a suite about, you know, the Giants and the Jets. And I said, you know, man, when I played football in college, there were days that you didn't even want to see the film from practice.
What position you play?
Mostly bench, but like you didn't even want to see the film. you didn't want to see the film from practice. But then there were other days you wish you could post on your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram the film from practice. There is way too much coverage and access from Daniel Jones floating a screen pass that goes over the running back's head. It does not matter. It's practice. It's the first day of practice. This is what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to fail and get it right. Go for it, Tim.
I know. All right. So really quick, going back, if you want to talk just real quick. Wait, did you see what Pat McAfee said about, or who was it, Lombardi, the old GM of the Niners? He said, I know, I can't believe I'm going off on baseball right now, because right now, hey, kudos to the Mets fans. You know what? You're the JV still. We got that. We already established that. Anyway, long story short, because I'm a Jets fan, so I know what it feels like, so I back off. Anyway, long story short, going to Pat McAfee said Lombardi, the GM of the
Mike Lombardi, who does appearances. on Pat McAfee. I think he lives in the Shore area or has a house down there too.
Yeah, and he was pretty much saying, he's like, Aaron Rodgers needs to throw 4 yards pretty much to just warm up. I mean, and he was also saying the Giants. Did you see the whole thing about Saquon Barkley? Saquon Barkley, like the Giants never wanted to draft him. They were pressured.
Shane never really wanted to sign him, and Devin Singletary's going to have to break tackles and all this. All this is talk. Nobody knows what's going to happen. It's the first day of practice. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? In this chat, hey, listen, you know it. Talk is cheap. You want to walk the walk. You want to talk the talk, blah, blah, blah. The Yankees are 1.5 games out of first place. Does every Yankee fan, everyone needs to listen to Fabulous Breathe. All right. You know I always have to throw in a song.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy the Casa anyway, Azul.
But, it just sucked, like, seeing that. And then, again, I got to give my shout-out to Sasha. She made me feel filet mignon. She said, put your feet up after you get out of work or whatever. I got this all prepared for you. I'm like, we're down 12-2 right now. And she didn't – I haven't even said a word to her right now. She's just – she's on the couch right now. Well, she's sleeping.
At least you picked the right loss to go to. You went to the game two nights ago, so –
Oh, dude, totally. But again, Yankee Stadium staff said that you were there.
Yo, people were saying a bunch of stuff about me last night. I don't even know. I'm like, I was at home. Thanks for the call, Tim.
Yo, you're.
I'm like, yo, like, I was with my wife. I was with my kid. I watched the game at home. I drove here. I talked about the Yankees and the Mets. I drove home. The end. Let's go to Bayonne. Anthony, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, it's gone a lot better in the past.
Yep, I feel that. So, look, do I think the Yankees are way more talented than the Mets when fully healthy? Yes.
Way more? How can we say that? They just hit 5 bombs in the Bronx against the Bronx Bombers. They absolutely destroyed us. We can't say that. Well, because we have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, it does not matter.
No, when we have J.D. Davis backing up Judge, agree. Not great, but the biggest difference between the Yankees and Mets, in my opinion, is leadership. The Mets have Lindor, Nimmo, who I think care about winning way more than Judge and Soto and Garrett Cole.
That's Alonso, McNeil, guys that have been here, been in New York, been around. They can lead the way. They can show the other young people on the team how it's done, the new people on the team how it's done. Yes, go on.
I think the Mets have a leadership that the Yankees don't, and that's what the Yankees are missing. I think the Yankees are the better team, more talented, but the Mets have something about them, mainly Lindor, right? Start off the year, not great. Now he's playing phenomenal, but he's always the guy that they look to, right? Didn't let his offensive struggles affect him in the infield, right? Now he's hitting. But he was always a guy that he wants to win. I don't see that in Judge's face, in Soto's face. I just don't. I think that's the key difference between the Mets and Yankees right now.
That's a great point. I'll take it from there, Anthony. There's a drop that plays on WFAN where someone says, Aaron Judge needs to get in somebody's face. What's that going to do? For what? That's not Judge's way. For Judge to get in someone's face, he has to get on a knee. He's 6'7". Judge tries to lead by example. They can pitch around him. Judge tries to lead by example. And, like, how many times have we said in the last week, Yankee fans, yo, these guys don't watch the at-bat before them. The guy gets walked before them, and they're swinging away at the first pitch. So Judge, keeping that in mind, kept the bat on his shoulder two nights ago. And tonight, 0-for-3 with a K. The moment was huge. The stage, the biggest stage. ESPN, Yankee Stadium, Mets versus Yankees, Subway Series, the last game. Mets fans were talking about this was a charity game. I'm in the bleachers. One of the kids in front of me wearing a Mets jersey, he looked at me and said, this is a charity game. I'm like, what you mean? He said, we don't care. Like, maybe we'll give you this one. I'm like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. I cannot wait to go home and shower this filth off of me. Zig is in Trenton. Zig, you're on the Fan.
Keith, before I get to my Yankees point, I know you just said you're Rob Lowe for the NFL. We can't give up on the Cowboys just yet. As much as they frustrate us, just like the Yankees, we still got to stick with them. Got to be positive.
Whoa,
as much as we know.
Wait. I'm giving up on Jerry Jones.
Well, we know his.
I'll come back when Jerry dips off. I'll come back right. when Jerry signs off and says, yo, I'm going to hire somebody. I'll pass it off to Steven. And then Steven will obviously know, hey, it hasn't worked the way my dad did it. So let's get some other people in here.
Right. Right. But anyway, let me get to our Yankees point, because okay, just like they frustrate us, the Yankees, they're frustrating us quite a bit lately. And for being 60-44 and a game and a half out of first place, incredibly frustrating with the poor roster construction. When you have Jamai Jones hitting leadoff and J.D. Davis hitting fourth, no wonder why Aaron Judge is walking four times, because he's got J.D. Davis behind him. So at some point, somebody has to ask, Brian Cashman, what have you done with the poor construction of this roster? It's where we are, and then I can't wait for next week when, you know, the trade deadline comes and we don't go get Kopech or Crochet or Luis Renifo, and then we're here, oh, we have Ian Hamilton and Mike Stanton coming back and Dominguez coming back. They're going to be our trade acquisitions.
Clark Schmidt, it's just so Cody Poteet,
frustrating.
Scott Poteet Efros.
Coming back. Exactly, Efros. All these guys coming back. Oh, they're going to be our Rizzo trade still deadline acquisitions. Exactly. It's just so frustrating. It's like rinse and repeat every single year. It's just so frustrating. But Colin, talking about the lineup, why don't we just lead off Judge? Judge, Soto, maximize their at-bats. They're the two best hitters. Maximize their at-bats. Figure it out after that. You know, have a maybe righty-lefty, righty-lefty going one.
Last night I called for Glaber to lead off because I was so mad that Jamai Jones actually went from being a DH batting ninth. Nobody puts their DH as a nine hitter.
Right.
To being their DH as the leadoff spot.
Lead
makes sense. So I was like, Glaber Torres got benched. And you know, after you bench Glaber, he comes back and he does something because he gets that reality check. Like, yo, it's not guaranteed that I'm out there every single day. I got to take advantage. And Glaber was serviceable today, more than serviceable. There's nothing really that he could do. But he, like I said, he led us off. And there's so many people online that think that I'm making Glaber Torres the scapegoat. I'm not.
No.
Not for this year. I wanted Glaber gone in 2021, 2022, 2023. Yep. Now here we are in 2024, and here comes the trade deadline. It's the last time to possibly trade him. I'm like, please try and trade him. He just hit back-to-back homers. Maybe he has some value. Send him for anything. But listen,
exactly.
Like, I don't want to bat Judge leadoff. Judge is not a leadoff hitter. Judge should be batting third, fourth. He used to bat second, but now we have Juan Soto. They need to trade for Jonathan India or Jazz Chisholm. And I don't give a damn about Jazz Chisholm's attitude or what I'm reading about how he's going to mess with the clubhouse. This clubhouse needs to be shaken up. This clubhouse
exactly.
needs to be completely broken up. So enough
and
with the buddy system.
Guy.
Enough with the reunions. I don't want Jameson Taillon. I don't want Chad Green.
Nope.
I want
nope.
new blood
nope.
in here that wants to win, that says, yo, I get to play for the New York Yankees with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge the second half. Let's win a World Series.
And I think Jazz Chisholm would be the guy to thrive in that role. Just a new change of scenery, just the guy he is, the personality he is. I think he would thrive being that leadoff guy, hitting in front of the Judge, hitting in front of Soto,
yeah.
hitting in front of Judge. I think that
give him that number 12 jersey.
Move.
Let's go.
Hey, number 12 is my number, so sign me up for that. I'm all in.
Thanks for the call, Zig. 888-808-1019. Now we're hearing from the Yankee fans a little bit. Let's go to my guy, Dan, in Middletown. Dan, talk to us. You're on the fan.
I told you I'd call in, Keith. How are you?
I got a headache. Being at the stadium and, like, seeing what my eyes have seen, like, as a fan, like, bro, that was more embarrassing than watching the Astros sweep us in the ALCS. I'm not going to hold you. Like, I know that sounds dramatic, but, like, I talked about, like, you know, but at least, like, the Astros, I kind of knew the Astros were going to sweep us. I kind of knew that the Astros were going to go back to the World Series, win it, whatever. Like, I didn't think that they, like, I thought they were going to compete today. I didn't know that that was going to be an ass-kicking like that. I didn't know that and then watching the Mets above their dugout partying in Yankee Stadium, their fans whooping it up back. I'm like, yo, they own the spot. They took over. They are sunning the Yankees in the Bronx. I got to leave. I got to get out of here.
Well, I didn't even have the pleasure to watch it. I was doing my internship down in Manasquan, so I got a little bit lucky, but this is awful.
I'm happy for you. I hope Yankee fans turned it off and did other things. I hope that, you know, you got to the point where you're like, this isn't happening, bro. There was a home run at like 7:10, 7:15. There was a home run at like 7:55. After that, it was quiet.
I don't understand. And I don't trust Cashman at the trade deadline. Like, I don't understand. Well, let's look at the trade deadline. Brian Cashman's last few trade deadlines have not been good. 2023 doesn't really count. But 2022, all of those failed tremendously. 2021, all of his moves failed tremendously. 2020 doesn't count. 2018, they didn't do anything on a year that team was probably the one team that could have made a World Series run. The last that they had was 7 years ago to this day. Like, 2017 was the last time they've had. He's done a poor job constructing the roster, and he's going to have a bad trade deadline, too. I don't understand why people are, like, not going after him more right now.
Because people brought Cash back into the circle of trust, right? It was fire Cashman. Cashman's got to go. Then it was, we got Juan Soto. Oh, Cash, I see you cooking. Team is the first team to 50 wins. The chemistry, the dogs, hoo-hoo-hoo. We got two MVPs. Juan Soto's a Yankee for life. Look at how great we're pitching. We're going to get Garrett Cole back. We're going to get Jason Dominguez back. Hey, Keith, who got sent to the bullpen? Hey, Keith, where are we going to play Dominguez? Is Judge going to play first base?
It's disgusting how bad they've been. And I think Boone is wore his tenure out. It just feels like that locker room has no respect for the guy.
Well, I think they have respect for him. I just think that they can't get it done. Thanks for the call, Dan. What I'll say is this, and I'd rather talk to some of you Mets fans. At least you guys are like I feel like the Mets fans right now are like, yeah, cool that we beat y'all last, but we're on to the Braves. Cool that, like, we got to go to Yankee Stadium and take over your building, but, like, whatever. Well, yeah, like, you're not good. You're not a good team. Like, you guys aren't that good, so we're not that excited about it. We just want this to carry on into the Braves. Meanwhile, the Yankee fan is fire Boone, fire Cashman. This team sucks. Nothing can save them. The trade deadline can't save them. Getting healthy can't save them. It can. And that's why we watch. Baseball is amazing. I love baseball. Football ain't like this. Week to week. Baseball is like this. We take it day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week. You're going to feel completely different. Our takes on the radio are going to expire in 24 hours. Things that we said about the Mets early on in the season are going to look dumb. Things that we said about the Yankees at this point look stupid. But I'll say this, like, you have to destroy before you can elevate. I was saying that about the Mets. I literally said David Stearns, D. Stearns, and the D is for destruction. D. Stearns and the D is for destroy what you thought about Steve Cohen's Mets and start to make the Mets in his own image, in his own, like, way, tweaking and doing little things. And I know Mets fans were noticing it. I was saying, yo, he's not sitting by as a passenger. If you don't play well, you're not playing. Send this guy up. Trade for this guy. Make a move here. Change the lineup. Him and Mendoza in lockstep. A rookie manager. How come I haven't already gave credit to Mendy? Sal is out in Las Vegas. We're talking to Mets fans now on The Fan. What's up, Sal?
Hey, Keith. I'm happy we beat the Yankees all four games. It's nice, but I want to pump the brakes. I'm not a pessimistic Mets fan. I'm realistic. I mean, we're lucky that this is the most mediocre group of Major League Baseball teams I've ever seen in my lifetime. I'm 35 years old. There's one elite baseball team. It's the Philadelphia Phillies. You can't argue it. Every other team is ravaged by injuries, top to bottom. So there's a lot of parity. But I don't see the ceiling for the Mets being anything more than the top wild card team. And then they just, who do they match up with in a five-game, seven-game series? They don't match up with anyone. Well, Jose Quintana and Severino pitching on the road in Citizens Bank or Dodger Stadium is not going to go well.
Kodai Senga, you have any faith in him from last year? Ghost Fork, all-star, guy that could be an ace?
You know, I love Senga. I love him. Even if he just comes out off the DL, IL, and he's an ace, I mean, that's one game. It's one game. And I do give a lot of credit that McNeil is getting hot. But this is also the same team that split a four-game series in Miami coming off the All-Star break against one of the worst teams in baseball. You know, the beating up on the Yankees isn't like beating the Kansas City Chiefs in football. The Reds swept the Yankees only 2 weeks ago.
Facts.
And I mean, like I said, I'm happy the Mets won. I think their record says exactly who they are. They're a slightly above-average baseball team. I give credit that the team has come back from the terrible start because they have their own injuries, but I don't see I don't have faith in this lineup. I really don't. It came together really well the last two games. It came together in the last game against the Marlins, but I have no faith that first and third, one out, Pete Alonso can drive in a run.
I was about to say, what about that we need? I knew Pete was going to hit one in Yankee Stadium. I feel like I've seen Pete hit like four home runs live in Yankee Stadium. You don't think that now, like, that's what Pete needs to get hot and go on a tear? Jeff McNeil staying hot. Like, you don't look at what happened these last 2 days, and even before that, McNeil's second half, like, McNeil is on one, and that's huge for the lineup. Lindor.
That's the most noticeable improvement that you can see with the naked eye is Jeff McNeil. I mean, he went from slump to now he is crushing. And he's not just crushing, like, fastballs. He's crushing lefty on lefty. He's crushing off-speed pitches.
J.D. Martinez is due for a big game. Brandon Nimmo, you can bet on him having a better series against the Braves after going 0-for. I don't think there's as many holes. You want to talk about lineups? The Yankees have holes all through their lineup, no matter how they configure it. There's a bunch of O's. Verdugo, 0-for-4. Volpe, 0-for-4. LeMahieu, 0-for-3. Like,
yeah, and the last thing I said about the Mets,
Judge,
like, looking at
love Judge, and I'm like, damn, Judge, they froze you out from all the walks yesterday, and then ending the game like that. But Judge, 0-for-3 with the strikeout, like, that's a lineup that is going to bite you in the postseason. Thanks for the call, Sal. And I'm not trying to make it about the Yankees, but I understand Mets fans, because it's just built in pessimism, tempering your expectations. Like I get that. But, like, if you're going to say that this lineup versus other, I don't know. I've watched this lineup bang. I've watched these guys mash. I've been telling you guys for weeks, there are other teams in baseball that don't consistently put up double digits in the R column and the H column. These guys tonight put up 12 runs, 14 hits. I've seen them do that against some of the best pitching in baseball. They just did it to the reigning AL Cy Young winner. Earl is in Jersey City. Earl, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, well, I'd like to tell you, you're doing a great job, man. We'll see when you first got on the mic. You know, I'm like, who's the hockey guy with the Dallas and Yankee fan? But I think the baby humbled you a lot. Like, kudos. I like to tell you that Mets own the Yankees when it comes to the Subway Series. The last time he played the first series, it seemed like they put a pink in the armor, and they haven't been able to play the Yankees baseball since then. And then this last series just proved it. What do you think?
Did they
play some good baseball in the fall?
Appreciate the words to start your call, Earl. What I'll say about the Yankees is I hate that I saw this coming. As they were stacking wins and we got into June and they didn't complete the sweep against the Royals, I was upset about it because I'm like, yo, here comes the gauntlet. Here comes the test. Here comes some of the best teams in June that you're going to face. They face the Dodgers. They face the Braves. They face the Orioles. They face the Mets, and they folded. And not only did they fold to those teams, they continued to fold to the Red Sox, to the Cincinnati Reds. And now after you fold so much, losing is contagious. It's a habit. These guys look defeated. The fans are defeated. We are in a bad one. And we thought the All-Star break, you know, a little reset could break them out of it. They split with the Tampa Bay Rays, who are .500 team about to sell. And then we thought, okay, in our building, the second half of the Subway Series, they'll get some get back. Especially the first game, right, when you're hearing, oh, the Mets, you know, they didn't get back to New York until 5:15 in the morning. Did not matter. They tried to sneak one by them with that stupid lineup with Jamai Jones, you know, blah, blah, blah. Right now, they are in a bad one. They should be mad. They should be pissed off. But I don't think they have the answers. I don't think they have the answers.
Do you think the Mets will be playing in the fall?
I do, because when I look at this National League, when I look at just baseball as a whole, there's an extra wild card, right? And now they're the second wild card. And here come the Braves. And if you carry this momentum into the Braves series, the Braves are reeling right now. Their game got postponed, but they lost the first game to the Cincinnati Reds. They lost the game before that to the Cincinnati Reds, who are not in the wild card hunt, right? I mean, they're four games out, but they're not a wild card team. St. Louis, they lost to, who's a wild card team. Like, right now, the Braves are banged up. They don't have Max Fried. I just went through all the injuries that they have. Like, the Mets got them right where they want them. Beat the Braves so your fans know it's real, and then this thing's really going to continue to roll into the trade deadline and into the dog days of August. And I just look at this National League and I'm like, who are you afraid of? The Padres?
I like
the Diamondbacks.
I like to hear.
You're there. I know Mets fans are like, no, they're going to drop out of it in September. They're setting us up for the, no, they're not. This Jose Iglesias cat, bro, like when I talk about cosmic energy and Candelita and oh my God, like they might make a 30 for 30 about this dude and what he did to the Mets. Like I talk about Jorge Lopez and I talk about the rock bottom of that game and that sweep of the Dodgers in the team meeting. And then, like, the grimace first pitch. No, really. Now we're starting to get to the players, the chemistry, the leadership. And these guys go out there and they got each other's backs. And if that continues, that's what you need to get to the wild card, get to the postseason where literally anything can happen. You just saw two wild card teams play in the World Series last year.
I like to hear the passion that you have for the Mets. Too bad it's not for the Yankees.
I'm not a thanks for the call, Earl. I'm passionate about the radio. I'm passionate about sports. I'm passionate about baseball. You know, I was talking to somebody tonight and I was telling them the same things I tell y'all. They're like, "You're really into sports." And I'm like, "Yo, it's not even like a it's just natural for me. Since I was a kid, I don't know what it was. I turn on the TV. Yeah, I watch cartoons. I watch Cartoon Network. I watch Nickelodeon, but I will watch SportsCenter. They can loop it a bunch of times. I will watch a live baseball game, football game, basketball game. Now I'm into hockey. I was into hockey as a kid. They locked out. I didn't understand it. I fell off of it because it overlaps with the NBA. But like even as a grown man, when I'm scrolling through the channels, I have a Fubo account. And Fubo, I used to work over there. It's the best streaming app for sports fans. You can watch college sports. You can watch guys play bags. And so for me, all day, every day, I'm eating, breathing, and sleeping sports. And now that I'm in the media, now that I have a show, I'm leaning into the entertainment factor. I'm leaning into all of these different things. I'm trying to entertain. I'm putting passion into it. I realize it's 12:30 a.m. But like when I'm talking about the Mets, I'm not just saying this stuff. I'm going off of what I'm seeing. I never watched the Mets growing up. I used to skip over SNY. It was right next to Yes Network. Dude, not watching that. But now part of this job, being on the radio, talking to everyone in New York, and the more I'm on this radio, the more I learn there's a ton of Mets fans everywhere. I'm looking at your team, and I'm not understanding why you hate Pete Alonso, want to trade him. I'm looking at your team, I'm not understanding why you hate Jeff McNeil, you want him gone. I'm looking at your team, I'm not understanding why you drag Lindor so much in the beginning of the year that he couldn't be an all-star, and now he's getting consideration as NL MVP. You have guys on this team that love each other, clearly. You have guys on this team that pull for each other. It could be a special year. It doesn't matter what you thought of the year after last year when they traded at the deadline. Here comes another deadline where you can improve this team. We got a break here. I was about to go back to the phone. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is KM to 2 a.m. I've got about 90 minutes left. Yankee fans, I am going to talk to you, but this isn't a night for Yankee fans to cry and complain. You've been doing that for 2 months. This is a time for Mets fans to realize you have a season. You have a whole season. And a lot of you thought the season was done with Michael Tonkin, with Rhys Hoskins. How far away does it feel like since Rhys Hoskins came through and crushed the building? 888-808-1019. I'd love to talk to you. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to take a break. My show returns right after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They've done it against the Atlanta Braves. They've come from 7 runs down here at the bottom of the 8th inning. They lead it 11-8. Incredible. Piazza with his 22nd home run of the year. And this place is absolute bedlam here at Shea.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, yo, let's get right back into it. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. I got to fly through these calls. You've heard me say enough. It's a night where people should call in. People should listen and hear Mets fans, Yankee fans talk about the teams in the city because 48,000 people showed up. And win or lose, like being a baseball fan, being a sports fan in this city, Like, that is amazing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't go on everywhere. You know, when they do L.A., you know, Anaheim versus L.A., the Angels, Dodgers, I mean, there's a lot of people out there. I won't knock Dodger Stadium. They lead in attendance, but the vibe ain't like that. The Crosstown Cup in Chicago, the Orioles versus Nationals, like, this is the baseball capital, the baseball mecca, and the Mets are the kings of New York right now. Let's go to Long Island and talk to Brandon on the Fan. You got it.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
You know, holding it down.
I see you. Now, I was back from the bar, and I was hearing some of the negativity going on with the Mets from one of the last callers. And I just want to talk about how deep this lineup really is. And, you know, I feel like us as Mets fans, you know, being, you know, pessimistic sometimes, we always look to the future. You know, it's always, you know, what's the next big player that we can get? But people aren't really giving credit to just how deep this lineup really is. And it's not about one or two players. It's about the whole, you know, the team as a whole, and that it's not about Pete Alonso coming through every night, that it's, you know, there's so many other pieces that are, you know, picking up the slack every night. It's someone new every night.
That's also why what I was saying about Pete, and I was kind of trying to give him a break. I'm like, man, for the first time in a long time, like, Pete is looking around like, damn, everybody can hit. Everybody can hit it out. It could be Harrison Bader hitting it out. Harrison Bader don't even play every day. It can be Tyrone Taylor hitting the ball out. Mm-hmm. It can be a young guy, Vientos, Alvarez. Like, it isn't all dependent on, here comes Pete Alonso to save the day. So that can be a little bit of an adjustment. That can be a little bit of a, like, I don't know, like a feeling of, like not being able to find yourself. But what if, like, you know, this series right here, like I said tonight, that home run that Pete Alonso smoked, what if that is the change, like him joining into the fun, and he gets hot and goes on a tear? You don't want that? You want to trade him?
Yeah, I don't really get any of the rationale behind trading him, especially now. Like, it just doesn't. If they were going to do it, it needed to either happen in the off season or very early in the season. But for it to be anywhere remotely within the time span of the Mets getting on a hot streak, to me, it just doesn't. I don't even understand the conversation the Mets fans are having in it. And I feel like, too, you know, people haven't noticed, but Pete, while, you know, he hasn't been putting up the power numbers, but, you know, the past week or so, he's been putting the bat on the ball. He's been definitely, you know, getting some extra base hits here and there. I think he's definitely, like, the breakout that he had tonight, I think he's kind of due for it.
And I don't know. I can't call it, but I think it's a good sign tonight. I think people got to give him a break, man. He's done so much good. He's given you so many good moments. I said he's a guy that can have a week where he hits five homers. He can have, like, you know, you've seen him go off like that. So, like, give him a break. Like, the team is winning. And, like, it doesn't matter about his average. It doesn't matter about, you know, this prove-it year and him going against Scott Boras. He is a part of this. He is a part of this clubhouse. Removing him from this could change all of this. And then what?
Right. So, you know, I'm hoping that he can spark a little something, but at the end of the day, it's really not, like, the way I see it, it's really not about him. Like, you know, him popping off would be that much of a plus for us, but there's just so much else going on right now. You know, where my mind's going is, like, coming to the deadline, like, do they need an ace along with Senga? Like, is Stearns in the market for a big time pitcher, or is he really just looking for, you know, some bullpen arms? That, you know, that's where I kind of debate.
Yeah, I'll take it from here.
I don't really know myself.
Thanks for the call, Brandon. So for weeks, we talked about how trash the bullpen was. Not so much now. And all they added was Phil Maton. And, like, Alex Young. And it was, like, Eric Orzy. And, like, yo, they kept trying different things and moving guys around. And next thing you know, Jose Buto comes back. And Dednil Nunez has been solid, and Edwin Diaz after the suspension. I think there is a chance that David Stearns does believe in this team enough to go get another starter. And I say that because with Christian Scott, with him coming up and them trying to protect him, inevitably he still got hurt. So they knew it was a ticking time bomb. They knew no matter what, like this kid's going to get hurt. But they had a plan for him to be in the rotation. So I know they were going to go six-man rotation. They're going to go five now. But, like, I think that there's still more to be desired with the starting pitching. I'm not saying there's a hole, because honestly, what you saw Quintana do, and like, the thing is, yo, you can't use the Yankees as an accurate measuring stick. Just because they're the Yankees, just because they have Soto and Judge, like, you can't actually weigh the performances against them. I hate to say it because it's my own team and I love the Yankees, but like, you'll have a better, and I mean, even with the Braves, Ozzie Albies, I haven't mentioned him getting hurt. You got the Braves right where you want them. Like, you have, like, sweep them. You have a chance to take 3 out of 4, sweep them. What I'm saying is the lineup and the hitting is not something you got to worry about. If you go look at Fangraphs, which I don't do, but sometimes I catch the numbers, over this stretch, since they move Lindor to the leadoff spot, since J.D. Martinez came back, and since, you know, Mark Vientos got the opportunity to play every day, and Francisco Alvarez came back from breaking his thumb, and oh my, since this Jose Iglesias cat has just existed around them, curving his hat so hard. I just feel like his hat is too curved. I don't know. Maybe that's me. I'm like, that's a hard curve, bro. That's like when they used to sell the thing at Lids for you to curve your hat like that. I curve my hats, but not like that. Anyway, since he's been around, like, they're different. They're different. Starling Marte I saw in the outfield today, working out on his way back. So that's another all-star. That's another bat. That's another guy that can do damage. Things are turning up really good for the Mets and the Mets fans. Why not lean into that? Why be afraid of the other shoe to drop or them falling? If they come up short, at least you had all of these good times. You didn't lose a game to the New York Yankees. There was a big-ass grimace on the bridge drinking a beer. They had a concert on Apple TV with Candelita performing. He went and performed at the All-Star game. There was a dog eating hot dogs. They call him Glizzy Izzy. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these things, even before that, the Rally Pimp is snubbed. Rally Pimp, I see you, bro. You're part of this, too. Let's go to Jonathan in Fort Lee on the fan. What's up, John?
Yo, what up, Keith?
You know, hanging in there.
Yeah, so I was just saying, I just wanted to go off of what the caller said, kind of go on to what they said. The Mets have everything, almost everything we don't. They have leadership. They look like, you know, Lindor and those guys, they could pull this team out. And the Yankees team, they don't have a leader. They don't have a guy. When things get hard, they can't get out of it. We've seen this over the last, like, what, 2-3 years? And it's just like,
there's too many guys. That's the thing. There's not, it's not that there's, Judge is the captain. He's a literal captain of the team. But mm-hmm. his way is not to get in your face. There's too many guys in the hole to pull out. So you just try to lead by example and do your own thing. Like, Juan Soto is still leading by example. Juan Soto is Juan Soto. But Juan Soto is new around here, right? Mm-hmm. Juan Soto, what is Juan Soto going to say to Austin Wells? What is Juan Soto going to say to, you know, and I know he leads by example and they talk about his bullpen or whatever, but like I just don't see him, you know, he's new around here. Even Judge, everybody respects Judge. Judge is one of the greatest players. But like, when they're slumping, When DJ LeMay was grounding out, killing ants, like, what is Judge supposed to say to DJ to break him out of it?
Exactly. And like the Mets team, everyone seems to have an established role on that team. The Yankees do not. They have, and how are you going to have an established role when the lineup's being tinkered with every day?
Like, different lineup every day. Crazy. We have to lead the league in different lineup configurations. Guys are rotating, playing different positions. Guys are in positions that are slumping. I don't know, man. There's no real answer for, like, this rut that the Yankees are in because there's so many holes, so many problems. But, like,
yep.
I think the Yankees leadership versus the Mets leadership, it's easy to lead when you have soldiers. It's easy to lead when you have other guys that are their alphas as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got to say, man.
Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. I mean, I look at the Yankees struggling, and I'm like, Judge is the captain. Judge is the best player in the league, and what can he do? What can he say? Juan Soto is incredible. He leads by example. He goes out there. They can't follow up. The lineup is the lineup. The players are the players. There are young players. There are old wash players. There are players that are underperforming. There are players that are hitting below league average. There are, like, what can you do? What can you do as a leader when the pitching hasn't been good? What can you do as Juan Soto or Aaron Judge when the starting pitching is getting rocked? Whether it's Cole, whether it's Rodon, whether it's Nestor, whether I went to the game, Stroman gave up a home run right away. It's like, what can you do when the other side of the ball, they can't do anything. They stand in their spots. They wait for the ball to come to them. What are you going to go in the dugout and tell Gerrit Cole to pick it up? Gerrit Cole was pissed off. I know you guys all saw that. Gerrit Cole was pissed off tonight. He should be. That's embarrassing. The Mets own him. Like, the numbers are terrible. I'll get the numbers for you. Let's go to Nick in Franklin Square while I find that.
KM to the AM. What's up, my boy?
KM to the AM. KM to 2 AM. What's up?
All right, diehard Mets fan. Listen, I believe in this team. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not totally convinced. Okay, I'm going to tell you why. The lineup, I believe in. There's no holes in this lineup. It's everybody's coming through. Everybody's contributing. I believe in the lineup. The pitching is what I don't believe in. We need a starting pitcher. I believe in Senga. You know what? I'm really starting to believe in Severino. But I need a starting pitcher. Okay, now, these last two games, it's Jose Quintana and Manaea. They pitched. They couldn't get out of the fifth inning. If we go into a playoff run and we have a series, I need my starters to go at least six innings to get out of the fifth inning. These guys can't get out of the fifth inning. And then what are we going to do? We're going to rely on bullpen? Who am I going to rely on?
You're going to out-hit your opponents.
Who am I going to... But
you're
going to
score more runs.
I can't rely on my bullpen to go four or five innings.
I think you can
it
now.
It can't happen. It can't work.
I think you can. I think you can. I think they're better now. And I think they're going to add...
I cannot go a five-game series when... Okay, you know what? I believe, like I said, Seve and the other... And they can go. My next three games, I cannot get out of the fourth, fifth inning.
You're
who
not
am I going to... Phil Maton? Come on.
Yeah, but I mean, he was serviceable last night, two nights ago. Nick, thanks for the call. Nick, I got to stop you. You're not going to play any five-game series. You're going to play four-game series and three-game series. Don't worry about October yet. You're in the wild card hunt. And your bullpen has not been as bad as it was. Bro, like, if you can watch Jake Diekman go up, like, are we living in the same universe? Are we living in the same dimension? If your bullpen goes up there and strikes out the almighty Aaron Judge, I'm like, hey, we got one. You didn't need him tonight. You scored so many runs, didn't matter. They've been better. Hit refresh on your information. You have a circle of trust now. I just went through the names of Denell Nunez, Jose Budo, Edwin Diaz. Maybe you don't trust Diekman from the past, but I mean, he got the job done. Adam Ottavino, I was hoping. Adam out the lead goes. I was hoping he was Adam out the lead goes against Volpe. No! He's figured it out. He's changed. Like, when Frank the Tank's content about the Mets isn't hitting like it used to, how can you not believe? How can you not think something right now has changed? That David Stearns is a genius. He's smarter than... Yo, this guy is actually that smart. He's smarter than any of us thought. Had us fooled, huh? He under-promised, undersold this thing, and now they're over-delivering. Nobody saw this coming. So why would you think, we can't, Severino, but, so I just told you, Christian Scott is out. They could easily go after like a Jack Flaherty. I don't expect them to go after Tarik Skubal or even Garrett Crochet, the top of the line guys. But it, like, as I'm saying, David Stearns is smarter than we think. Maybe David Stearns has something cooking that you don't know about. This is a test for him. It's not a punt season anymore. It's not a wait and see season anymore. They've waited to see, and they see that this team can compete. This team can hit. They can score runs. That's what you need in the postseason. They have enough pitching. Severino, this version of Severino, not going to hold you. This version of Severino, I watched him pitch the other day. I was live on air when they had the 1-0 shutout. Like, you watch that. Your bullpen could have easily blown that game. That doesn't give you confidence. Severino barking off the mound. I'm like, man, damn, that's the Sevy I used to know. That's the Sevy we wanted to see, but he was hurt. He was ineffective. His confidence was shot. He couldn't get out of his own way. He was tipping his own pitches. He was batting practice in the first inning. That's gone. The Quintana you saw two nights ago, solid. That guy started a postseason game for the Cardinals not too long ago. Sean Manaea, hey, not the greatest, but serviceable. Maybe you're not handing him the ball in October. Kodai Senga's coming back.
Kodai Senga was an all-star. Kodai Senga's rehab starts, he was solid. Kodai Senga seems like he's waiting, and he took his time with this because he doesn't want to come in and mess things up. He wants to deliver. So what happens when you have a Kodai Senga giving you 6-7 shutout innings and you have a lineup scoring 10 runs with 12 hits? 888-808-1019. Are we seeing different things? I'm listening to Howie Rose call the games. I'm seeing Gary, Keith, and Ron. They seem to be all in. They seem to be pumped. A lot different than they were in the beginning of the year. Something has changed. A lot of things has changed. That's why I can't explain it. I keep calling it cosmic energy. Between all the stuff that went down from Jorge Lopez's glove floating into the stands, into the hands of a Yankee fan. That Yankee fan shouldn't have ever touched that glove. 888-808-1019. Let me see if I can get another call in before we break right here. Evan in Bridgeport on the Fan in New York.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
You know, talking the talk. Just like I said, I'm a bum-ass Yankee fan that has to watch the Yankees every night not hit, and then go to that stadium, watch them get embarrassed, watch fans stand up in their seats, tell Yankee fans, sit down, shut up, tell Yankee fans, where y'all going? Where y'all going? The game's not over. And then I get on the Fan, and Mets fans are saying, this isn't real. The bullpen's not good enough. We don't have enough pitching. This lineup has holes in it. I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm seeing some.
Well, I mean, you gotta understand, man. Like, I was there in 08. We closed down Shea. The Marlins took something from us on the last game. You know, 07, we had the collapse, too. Like, we're pessimists.
None of the guys on those teams are on this team.
Yeah, no, well, to your point about, like, there is that OMG magic that's happening, and I think the clubhouse culture is great. And honestly, I think Alonso... He got one tonight. He seems a little odd man out, but Lindor, Iglesias, Nimmo, they're having a blast. I think they're playing loose and they're having fun. I rock with the seven line. I was at that game. It was a couple weeks back, and Lindor made that play. He made some great play in the field, and then he's coming out in center, pumping his fist.
Yeah, he was fired up.
And, like, the energy's good. But
it means something to these guys. They're not
July.
Going through the motion.
Bro, it's July. No, yeah, they're playing with heart. I like it, but the pitching, I think, is an issue. I still think the bullpen's an issue. I like what Stearns has done. I didn't like Stearns at first. I like what Stearns has done lately. It's July. I just see this team cooling off a little bit. I would love to get a wild card and get hot, but it's July, and I mean, baseball's a statistical game, right? Well, you guys are 16 over. We're 4 over. We're 5 over. Like, I think we're cooling off. I think you guys will right the ship. Stanton will come back. Like, I would love to, you know, I
can only go off of what I've seen lately. I can only go off of what I've seen lately. Thanks for the call, Evan. What I'll say before we break here and go into this last hour, and no, I'm not talking about the first day of practice for the NFL with our Jets and our Giants. It's so hyped. It's so overblown. Like, there should not be as many media members. Like, there, once upon a time, the media had to write. They had to take out their pens and write what was going on in the Jets and Giants practices. Now everyone's got an iPhone. You are seeing way too much about practice. We're talking about practice, not the game. We're talking about the first practice. Anyway, with the Mets and the Yankees here, what we're seeing, bro, you can only go off of what we have. You can only go off of what is in front of us. I don't care about the past. I don't care about collapses in the past. I don't care about the Yankees World Series in the past. Go off of what you see. The last thing I'll say before we break here is, like, listen, you guys go to work, right? When you get out of work and you get home and you kick your shoes off, it's a victory. When you go to work and you make it back home and you crack that beer, it's a victory. When you go home on a Friday night, you worked a hard-ass week. Your boss was getting at you, but you overcame it. Some nonsense happened with some customers or something, this and that. But you get to lay on that couch and cut that TV on, or go to the club. The club is a better. Go to the club and hear some music and rock out and let go and be free. These guys are millionaire baseball players going to work every night. And they look forward to that last out and shaking hands and either celebrating in the on the field, in the clubhouse, in the dugout, they look forward to that. And they despise losing over and over and over again. And that feeling of the quiet clubhouse and that feeling of we got to come back here tomorrow and turn around and do this again. I was listening to Susan, and I now that I've seen the Yankees clubhouse and I've seen how they've turned up, the first song they play is Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar. I like that. They haven't played that song enough in the last 2 months. But now the Mets have a song in OMG, Oh My God, that I'm sure they play. That should be the first song they play. And almost every night, if it's not every other night, is a party in the Mets clubhouse. And these guys are going out there every night to compete and get back to that party. They're going out there to compete and end the job, the workday, and celebrate. And they've been doing way more of that lately. And I think you got to realize that's a trend that can continue. And the same thing with the losing. That's a trend that can continue. 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I've got one more hour left. Please call my show. Tell me what you think about the Subway Series, the Mets, and the Yankees. We'll be back right after this.